Be'ezras Hashem, today's first halachic topic from Daf Memches is the use of a katan in an instance where there aren't 10 gedolim, the use of a katan as one who joins for the minyan, combined with the discussion of the tradition that he should also be holding a Sefer Torah. Is this how we paskin, that katan can be joined together? And what about the idea of him holding a Sefer Torah? Gemara told us on the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom, that Rabbi Shua ben Levi was of the opinion that even a katan can join together for a minyan. On the other hand, the Gemara on the top of Mem Ches Amud Aleph says, "V'les hilchasa kechol hani shmeitza." We do not follow, the halacha does not follow any of the above learning. How we pask in regards to a katan joining for a minyan really revolves around a machlokes in pshat in how we read the Gemara on the top of Mem Ches Amud Aleph and the Gemara on the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Me'iri in Dibur HaMaskil Zehu Klal Mem Zayin Amud Beis says that the Gemara is rejecting all of the memros on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and therefore, when the Gemara says "Veles Hilchas Kahani Shmeitzi," and the Gemara concludes that Rav Nachman says that Katan Hayodel Mimavarchin could be included in Zimun, that rejects the statement of Rav Shua ben Levi that he could be included into a minyan. However, Tosis in Dibur HaMaskil Veles Hilchasa seems to understand differently. Tosis disagrees on a few levels. The more powerful argument is that Tosis points out that it doesn't seem that the Veles Hilchasa is going all the way back to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Mem Zayin and Beis, we had said 10 lines and maybe even higher up, that was interrupted with other statements that weren't relevant in terms of the previous halachos. For example, the Gemara had said about 8 lines from the bottom, Lo olam yashkim adam lebeis haknesses, argues Tosas that when we say Veles Hilchasa, it's not going back to the idea of Rabbi Shua ben Levi that a katan could be included in minyan. Hence, Tosas concludes that mi'ikur d'dina, a katan can be included for a minyan. Although Tosas brings dissenting opinions, this was the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, as can be found in the last narrow line in the Tosas. Rabbeinu Tam also says that the notion that one gives a child a chumash to hold is a minug shtus. Just like Tosas argues that the Gemara had said, it's not 9 plus the aron. The aron takes the place of a person. So too, when it comes to a chumash is not going to turn the katan into a person. Then Tosas gives another argument. He also points out that another source, which is not the same instance, that discusses when doing Ibur Shana, Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says you bring someone to hold a Sefer Torah, there Tosas points out it has to be a Sefer Torah Mamish. Hence, a printed Chumash, Tosas suggests, would be problematic. Finally, Tosas quotes the Riyu, says that even though Rabbeinu Tam felt that this is pshat in the Gemara, that ultimately a katan can be included, however, ultimately, le'halacha, even Rabbeinu Tam never acted the reclaimed on this heter. With this background in mind in the pshat, and in the words of Tosas, we could go to the psak in the Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Nun Hei, Siv Dalet, the Mechaber quotes both opinions. Yesh matirin lomar davar shebekdusha betisha v'tziruv katan. There are some who say that for a davar shebekdusha you could have 9 plus a katan. Shu yoser mi ben sheish, that is older than the age of 6. V'yodei lemi mispalid, and he knows to whom he's davening. V'lo nirin divreim l'gdolei aposkim. However, the Mechaber says that it doesn't seem to be correct according to the Gedolei HaPoskim, and this is a collector's item, Vimber Agola has one of his longest lists of opinions who are the Gedolei HaPoskim who reject this position of Rabbeinu Tam. V'u'adin de'evin v'ishei mitzarfin. And then the Ramah says, V'afilu al yidei chumash shebiyado ein litzarfin, litzarfo. You shouldn't even join a katan if he has a chumash in his hand. Miyu yesh nogin lahakal b'shasat chak. Nevertheless, there are some who are lenient b'shas adchak. So essentially, the approach of the Meiri in reading the Gemara is the approach of many, many poskim. And ultimately, the Mechaber does not come out on the side of Rabbeinu Tam, who reads the Gemara as saying that we will follow Rabbi Shua Malevi says a katan can be mitzdarev. However, the Ramah accepts Rabbi Shua ben Levi partially b'shas hadchak, partially in the sense that he needs to be holding a chumash, as well as the fact that he should be 6 years old and not a katan hamuto barisa. It's interesting to note that the Magen Avram reads the Ramah slightly differently than the way we had mentioned it, and this is the way it's understood in the Mishnah Berurah, and it is an important leniency, that the Magen Avram says that the heter that the Ramah said, b'shas hadchak, to use a child, would apply even if there is no Sefer Torah, if he doesn't have a chumash in his hand. The Magen Avraham does conclude, this found the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chav Dalet in that siman. The Magen Avraham does conclude that lechatchila he should be holding it. Hence, there are communities that will rely on this, yet at the same time will not insist that the Katan hold a chumash. However, lechatchila the Katan can, and of course, lechatchila we do not rely on this at all. Sefer Pnini Halacha quotes the Sefer Shemen Hamor that argues the following distinction, and it could very well be that in Europe they followed this distinction. And that is, it really depends on what type of area you are, of whether it constitutes a Shas Hadchak or not. Shemen Hamor points out that there were hamlets and villages in Europe where it was difficult, always difficult, to get a minyan. It was always a Shas Hadchak situation. In such a case, then a katan can be relied upon. There are some shuls in Chutz Laaretz where it's difficult day in and day out to get a minyan. So there, always, it's a Shas Hadchak. However, if we're talking about a minyan factory, argues Hashem and Amar, where there's constantly minyanim, we're talking about a neighborhood, and we could describe neighborhoods throughout the world, Ramat Beit Shemesh, Lakewood, New Jersey, Cleveland, Ohio, where there is a minyan factory, and etc., etc., and of course, Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, in such a case, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should increase Klal Yisrael. It's not in a state of Shas Hadchak in finding a minion. You want to find a minion in your convenient moment, right before you ended work or ended yeshiva, and catch a bus and be able to get a bite to eat at the same time, all within the small window. So to call that a Shas Hadchak, the Shemen Amar says that that's not so. So according to the Shemen Amar, a Shas Hadchak would really be dependent on the situation of how easy in general it is to get a minion. If it's difficult to get a minion, then we could rely on the Ramah. We Ashkenazim can. For Sfardim, it seems like that they cannot. However, if we're talking in the cities, one should preferably abstain from using this kula. At the end of the day, we saw the litany of Rishonim that don't paskin like this, and even the Meiri pointed out that it could very well be that this is not the right way of reading the Gemara at all, because the Gemara said, V'les hilchasa kehani shmaitzi, and therefore Tesis is introducing a kula. Our second set of halachas for Daf Memches are the halachos of joining into a zimun. Two categories. First of all, we had on Daf Memhei Amabez, the rule of someone who joins a Zimun but hasn't eaten at all. There the Gemara says that if you come in when the fellow said, Nevarach Shechanu Mishalov, so there the Gemara says you respond, Baruch Umevarach. If you come in when the people have already responded back to the Mezamein, the others, Baruch Shechanu Mishalov, then you answer Amen. Let's see how this is brought down. La halacha simin kuf tzadi ches sif aleph shloisha she'achlu vehem mevarchim v'nichnas echad shelo achal. He came in and he didn't eat. The rest of our dvar halacha will be what happens if he eats a little with them. But first, let's talk about where he didn't eat at all. Im nichnas kishomra mevarchim v'varchim shelo one acharav, and many people don't know this. Baruch Hu Mevorach, as the Gemara says on the bottom of Mem Hei Yom Beis, Baruch Hu Mevorach Shmo Tamid La'olam Voed. Again, in a yeshiva she'avara, if you will, Baruch Hu Mevorach Shmo Tamid La'olam Voed. V'imnichnas kishachayr ma'inim, that if he's already come in where they've said Baruch Shechad Mishlah, Aina Achram, Amen. In such a case, he says Amen. So this is number one, if he comes in when he hasn't eaten at all. Finally, the Mechaber concludes Simin Kuf Tzadiches, V'im Heim Hasara, and if there are 10, so then he says the same thing, Baruch Umevorach, but he adds Elokeinu. Baruch Elokeinu Umevorach Shmoy Tamid Lailam Voed. Our Gemara on Daf Memches discusses whether someone who has eaten a little can join in for a Zimun and get them to the appropriate number. For example, the Gemara told us 10 lines from the top of Memches Amin Aleph, Amar of Yehuda Berei Dishmol Bar Shilis Mishmei Durav, Tisha Achlu Dagan Ve'echad Achal Yorok Mitzdarfin. If one person ate vegetables, so then in such a case he could join in and create the 10. So Be'ezer Hashem, let's discuss some halachos that come up when someone who's eaten a little joins in to help them add numbers. If he is not eaten, he cannot help them create the Zimun. If he's eaten vegetables, so then in such a case, he can. What's the reason that he could join in? Says the Mishnah Berura in Simin Kuf Tzadi Zayin Siv Zayin. At the end of the day, he's not chayef to bench. So how does he add to a zimun? Says the Mishnah Berurah, after al yerek ein mevarchin birchas hamazon mikol makom yochol itztarif lanos baruch shechanu mishalo. Since he could say he ate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, for all purposes, he's considered part of the zimun. Is it for all purposes mamish mamish? So here we have an interesting prima gadim that the Dirshu Mishnah Berura extended for an interesting conclusion, even though they don't tell you that they're really extending the prima gadim. The prima gadim points out that the one who ate the vegetables cannot himself do the zimun, because even though he could say Baruch Shachanu Mishalo, at the end of the day he is not a bar chiyuv in doing the Zimun. Since he's not a bar chiyuv in doing the Zimun, you do not have the rule of kol shemechuyiv bedavar motzi acherim yidei chavasa. Whoever's chayiv in something can also be motzi somebody else. If he's not chayiv in the mitzvah, so then, for example, in shofar, so then in such a case, he can't be motzi someone else. Says the Prima Gadim, that's why the person who eats the vegetables cannot lead the Zimun. The Dirshu Mishnah Berura extends this idea of the Prima Gadim, even though they don't tell you that the Prima Gadim didn't say this Mefurish, although they make a good point, that it seems from the Prima Gadim that there isn't a Chiyuv of Zimun on the fellow who eats the vegetables. If he's in a rush, he has the right to leave and leave the two stranded. It's not Mefurish in the Prima Gadim. Actually, you could understand it differently, but it is an interesting ha'ara on two levels. Number one, the Prima Gadim. Number two, that they deduce that for that reason, the fellow who eats the vegetables is not mechuyev in the zimun. They point out another interesting point, that the Ksais HaShulchan says, for that reason, if you have five people who washed, and a sixth who ate vegetables, we've learned already that the halacha is that normally if you have six people, they could divide into two zimuns. Nevertheless, they should not divide in such a case because one of them is not mechuyev bedavar. If they're not mechuyev bedavar, so then they have actually lowered down one of the zimuns because they've split apart. There is another interesting halacha that emerges from the Mishnah Berura in Simin Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Sif Katan Tes, that says that when it comes to eating vegetables and joining in, the halacha is slightly different than someone who ate bread and is joining with a zimun. And that is, writes Mishnah Berura, v'im kvar birech broch achrona, if I ate vegetables and two of my friends ate hamotzi, and I had already said a bar nefashos, shuv ein yichon lezamin alav de kvar nistalek mehem. I can no longer answer for the zimun and make their zimun. In Simin Kuf Tzadi Dalet Sif Aleph, we see that the halacha when it comes to bread is not that way. And that is that the Mechaber says it there that even if someone forgot, Avolim Shochach Echamehem Uvirech, Hashnaim Ichol Nezamin Im Hashlishi, that if the fellow forgets and he benches beforehand, he's still able to answer. Some people don't know this halacha. He's still able to answer for them, because at the end of the day, he did eat, and he did eat with them. Points out, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Simin Kuf Tzadi Dalet Sif Aleph, that this halacha is not the same when it comes to eating vegetables, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, for the following reason. That even though we learned that if you make a bracha achrona in the vegetables when you ate with your friends, you don't join for the zimun, because you already removed yourself from them. By making the bracha achrona, you've removed any kesher, any relationship between them, any halachic kesher vis-a-vis the achila. Mikol makom kan. However, when it comes to someone who ate bread and already benched, shachol pas v'nikbe imoim lo nistalik mehem bibirchasa la'atzmo le'inyin shlo yuchlu acherim lezamin imo. He hasn't pulled himself away, and therefore he could still be connected. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is pointing out that once you eat bread with somebody else, you've created a strong relationship that even your benching no longer breaks. She'achalnu mishalo. In contrast to someone who eats a bar nefashos material, or for that matter, a mezonos material, presumably, in such a case, by making a bracha achrona, he has broken the kfius with them. Finally, how much and what does one have to eat to join in for a zimun? Says the Mechaber Kuf Tzadi Zayin Beis, Vafilu lo tibel imoim ela betzir. Even if he dipped in a vegetable, a small amount of vegetable in vinegar, as long as, going back a line in the Mechaber, Ve'echad ochal kezayis yarok, as long as he ate a kezayis of a vegetable, mitstarfin lahaskir Hashem, he joins together, not only a kezayis. So first of all, you need to eat a kezayis. If it has to be an achila of a shiur to join in. And not only that, ela kos echad sheish bo revius mikol mashke chutz min amayim mitzdarif imon. All drinks except for water, says the Mechaber, joins a person together with one condition, v'hu shiyah mevarech echad me'ochle pas. That, of course, the mezamein has to be one of the ochle apah. So for food, one would have eaten a kezayis of vegetables, and when it comes to drink, to have drunk a revius sitting with them. What is the hagdara of chutz min amayim? Water is not included. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Yubeis, the mayim lo zayni, that water doesn't fill a person up, and it's not choshev enough to join together. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Magen Avram, who says that if a person is thirsty, it does join him together. However, the consensus of most poskim is that it does not. What about a couple of modern examples today of drinks? Do they qualify as water, or do some of the beverages that we have today be already in the category of chutz min hamayim? Aruch HaShulchan and Simin Kuf Tzadi Zayin Sif Hei writes the following: Fize Efsher the hamayim hamisukanim kemo seltzer lemonade. Seltzer and lemonade, he says, would be mitzdarif. However, in the Kovetz Tshuvas of Rav Yashiv Zatzal, in Simin Chav Beis, the Shoel Rabbi Eliezer Tork fleshes out that the definition that the Mishnah Berurah had given of midi design or something that satiates is expressed in the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Chav Zayin, where the Gemara in Erevin describes that one could use for an Erev something that sustains, and the Gemara says that seer vinegar as well as mei melach, because it's chazi the tabel bo pito, it could be used with bread, is considered an ochel, and the Hagdara, he argues, to Rav Eliyashiv should follow that set of criteria. Rav Eliyashiv in his tshuva essentially agrees and says that since the other drinks like tea and soda and so on would not be able to be used for an Eruv, therefore it doesn't have a kvius that one could use for a Zimun. And it is quoted in name of the tshuvas of Rabbi Tzion Abba Shol, in the Shas of Tshuvas Ar Letzion, that the same would apply to coffee. The only drinks that the Mechaber was talking about that one can join in are drinks that halacha does not view primarily as water, and that is juices.